Right, that's a great question. Is it really a Black Friday? I mean, Black Friday has been diluted because retailers do about 25% of their business during this period of time, and they want to stretch it out. So we've had Black Friday weeks. Car dealers are doing Black Friday months. We see that people are trying now to move Boxing Day up before Christmas, so it's a little confusing out there.
How do the retailers handle Black Friday? Are they bringing in extra stuff? Is there really good deals out there?
There are some really good deals, and they start by, you know, 4 or 5 months ago buying deals for Black Friday. So it's not just as people think that they're taking all of the merchandise that they have right now and discounting. There's actually some really good deals out there.
I find that some people are in the mind that they go to the stores and they do their research on, let's say, electronics, that television they wanted, and then they'll go home and buy it online.
Doesn't that make retailers crazy?
Geez.
You know, some retailers are saying, well, go to the store, try it on, and see if you can get a better deal online. But they're also saying, you know what, if you buy it online and if it doesn't fit, you can bring it back to the store. So this is a classic, really good example of bricks and mortar working with clicks and mortar. And that's more and more important. And we think that's why, you know, you look at Sears, although that's a, you know, that's a dead story. But you look at Sears, one of the reasons that they didn't have their e-commerce matched up with their retail.
Do you have some tips for Black Friday shoppers, like things to watch for, things to maybe think about before you head out shopping today for Black Friday?
Sure. So I'm pretty conservative. I think what you really need to do is start with having a budget, because the last thing you want to do is overspend. And when those bills come in January, what do you do? But I would go back to what you and I chatted about. Do the research online. See if there are good deals. There are some websites that you can go to that will point you in those directions. Keep your receipts, because if you find a better price within, you know, 10 days or 30 days, depending on the retailer, they will honor those deals. I have a real bias here because, you know, my whole family was in retail for many, many years. But, you know, go to a local retailer. They have great product knowledge. They have great staff. Good merchandise assortment. But, you know, as you mentioned, these are the same people that we go to when we're looking for support for charities, not for profits. These people build our community. So at least go in and talk with them, and I'm sure that you will find what you are looking for.
Family gifts. I know you wanted to talk about family gifts this Black Friday, this Christmas, you know, not even just for Black Friday, but that's, I think family gifts are a great way to go.
I think so. I think there's a real trend now. Instead of, you know, buying a lot of things that people don't use, let's put all of our money together. Let's do a vacation. Let's do a multimedia setup. You know, let's do something like that. You know, what I'm hearing, though, is that one of the hot products is going to be a product called Instant Pot. It's a cooking phenomenon that was invented by a Canadian, and it was already a huge seller in July, but now it's going to be super hot. It does everything from, you know, steaming rice to making yogurt and everything in between.
Yeah, I know. I was reading reviews on it and watching the Get Started with Instant Pot videos today. it's quite, and I love that it was invented by a Canadian.
That's awesome. Should we put you down for a couple? Let's get two. I'll buy one back from you. And I think, you know, you can't go wrong with electronic equipment. And one of the analysts has been saying that there could be a 4K television, a 50-incher for around $500. Now, I don't know, you know, what retailer's going to have that. But, you know, clearly that's something that will entice people into the store.
So do make a budget, do your homework, and make sure you know whether your credit card is the way to go or whether you should be debiting everything before you head out.
Yeah, now, you know, I'm big on being responsible, but I like buying bigger items on credit cards because often your credit card will give you an extra year of warranty.
Ah, good point.
You know, not talking about all of the, you know, the points that you can accrue as well, but you could get extra warranty by using a credit card. Make sure that you're able to pay that credit card off within 30 days so you're not, you know, paying lots of interest that will nullify the deal that you just bought.
True. That's very true. Here's the final tip I have, Black Friday secrets from retail workers, Brian. Don't wear a blue vest to Walmart.
I love it.
If you want to have an uninterupted shopping experience.
Well, my best line out of Walmart, I heard it last week where a lady was looking at frozen turkeys and said to the stock boy, do they get any bigger? And he says, no, ma'am, they're dead.
Happy Black Friday, Brian.
Same to you. Thanks so much for calling.